Declan Boyd has just left the service area, so they're more than likely going to be a hold-up of a couple of minutes entering stage 7, and that will knock on to the final stage, stage 8. But Declan and Brian Boyle, the Ford Fiesta WRC, the white and red livery on that car, will be the first on the stage. They were seeded number one. They have won this event the last 2 years in a row. They're looking for a hat-trick of victories, and at the moment, heading into the final loop of two stages, they have an advantage of 37 seconds has been adjusted to 37 seconds ahead of the Super Impreza WRC of Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. The top three sees Manus Kelly and Gareth Doherty, third position overall in that Impreza that won the International back in June. And Manus is a further 37 seconds adrift of Gary Jennings, and he's almost a minute and 15 behind the leader, Declan Boyle. That is how the top three stand with two stages to go. Dry conditions, of course, which is setting it up for very, very fast rallying and very, very fast times indeed. Chris Armstrong and Chris Smalley are the leaders in the group, or the two-wheel drive category in that Ford Escort. They're the leaders in Class 14. They're fourth overall, and they sit just a minute and 24 seconds down on Kelly, but Armstrong looking now for a tidy run to take it home and fourth overall into class honours as well. Now McGuire and Andesherry in the four-wheel drive Super Impreza, they lead Class 7 and sit in fifth position overall. Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore are second in Class 14, sixth overall, and they trail by, just under 15 seconds, or 14 seconds rather, from Chris Armstrong, who's leading that class. Damien Gallagher and Mac Wallace, there's 4 seconds behind Gary Kiernan. There'll be a big battle here between these two for that second in the class and that sixth position in the next two stages. Damien, of course, lost time in stage 5, but then bounced back to take some time out of the other guys in stage 6. Ryan Loughran, who's from County Meath, is Brendan McElhinney, a Donegal man on board. Ryan going very well. 8th overall, and they lead class 13. Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty and an Escort are 9th overall, with Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea sitting in 10th position overall, leaders in class 5 in that Skoda R5. So outside of the top 10, in 11th, Columbahina and Michael McCaverty are 2nd in class 13 in the Toyota Corolla, and they're going well in 11th overall. Frank Ray and Joe McNulty, 1st in class 15. Then we've got Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath, 1st in class 4, 13th overall. Kevin Eaves and Enda Geraghty, they sit in 14th position overall. Shane McGuire and Matt Cairns, 15th in the Mitsubishi, 2nd in class 4. Patrick McHugh and Parik O'Donnell are 16th overall and 3rd in class 13. Enda McCormick and Colin Fitzgerald in the Subaru, 17th overall, 2nd in class 7. Trevor Bustard and John McCafferty, 18th overall and 3rd in class 4. Paul Riley and Brian Doherty in the Skoda are 19th overall, 2nd in class 5. And leading class 11, or wrapping up the top 20, is Desi Keenan and James McCarville in that Ford Escort. Just some other noted crews: 21st overall, JF Shovlin and Terence Fury in the Subaru Impreza. Gary Cairns is in 23rd overall. Daniel Breslin, 25th. Liam Doherty and Dermot McGettigan, 27th. Just inside the top 30, Kyle McGettigan and Dale McGettigan. John Waters and Shane O'Donnell are sitting 31st. Gary McElhinney and Paddy McCrudden, 33rd. Brendan Freeland, JP Boyle are 35th. Andrew Stewart and Phoebe McShane inside the top 40 and 38th position, with Barry McGill wrapping up the top 40 in the Escort. There are some of the other selected crews who are still going, with two stages left in the 2016 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. The first of the cars is due at around 6:15. There is a delay of a couple of minutes, so it's expected around maybe 20 past or 25 past. And that first car will be Declan and Brian Boyle, the Ford Fiesta WRC. Two stages to go. They're looking to wrap up a hat-trick of Harvest ones. They just have to cruise the car home. Hopefully there won't be any trouble for them. They lead by 37 seconds from Gary Jennings, with Manus Kelly continuing to hold on to third overall.